Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 17th day in the month of June 2025. The month is gradually coming to an end, and all we can say is thank you, Jesus. Silver and gold are not even enough to appreciate God or even to just pay Him for what He daily supplies us with. And that's why I want to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, Church of God. Now, I want you to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. Today, our topic says, words are powerful, part two. Words are powerful, part two. Our input today is taken from hymn 24. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in one year is taken from Psalm 69 to 72. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, we say, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Our Bible reading is taken from Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 13. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 13. From verse 1 it reads, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, you may eat fruit from the tree in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eyes, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it, and also gave some to her husband, who with her ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were both naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to them, where are you? He answered, He called to the man, where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? The man said, The woman you put here with me, she gave me some of the fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, indeed, words are very powerful. For example, if you are married, there are certain statements you must never make to your spouse, because even after forgiving you, it will take the grace of God for him or her to forget them. And this might affect the marriage for a long time. For instance, you should never tell your spouse that you regret marrying him or her. You should also never compare your spouse with other people or tag them as enemies of progress. The damage from such statements may be irreparable, because the self-esteem of your spouse might have been destroyed. Whenever you are angry, it is better to keep quiet than to say things you will later regret. If you must speak, always ensure that you address the issues at hand and not the person. The devil always likes to fold quarrels to make people say things that they would that would negatively affect one or more of the parties involved. Playing the blame game and attacking people verbally only worsens problem. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed and be not consumed of one another. Galatians chapter 5 verse 15. When people bite and devour each other with wrong and negative words, they usually end up destroying their relationships. Christians must not be ignorant of the devices of the devil so that he doesn't take advantage of them, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Often the devil wants relationship to be full of strife so that he can be free to do whatever he wants. And when people say hurtful words to one another, they stir up strife. If you do not want the devil's involvement in your relationships, you should take out the wood of wrong and negative words whenever there are disagreements because if there is no wood, the fire will go out. Instead of using harsh words when you have a disagreement with someone, your response should be soft, because a soft answer will always turn away wrath, like we see in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1. Beloved, if someone close to you has said hurtful words to you in the past, I plead on the person's behalf that you should forgive him or her. Please don't let the words bring permanent damage to yourself or your relationship with that fellow. If you are in this situation, I declare your healing today. And if you have lost any God-given relationship, may the Almighty God restore them in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, never speak harsh words, no matter what. Never speak harsh words, no matter what. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.